North Dakota's Industrial Commission has approved some tweaks to the commission's natural gas flaring rules.
We think that refocusing our efforts and industry's efforts on stranded gas and on people who are not meeting the gas capture goals, keeping the goals in place, holding their feet to the fire, is the right way to go now, roughly three and a half years into this thing.
State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says the gas capture goal, which goes to 88% in November, meaning only 12% of gas can be flared, stay in place. Helms says there will be some leeway for so-called stranded gas, normally from wells outside the Bakken sweet spot, where there are fewer wells and companies can't afford gas gathering lines. Helms says the tweaks put more focus on those companies that'll miss the targets.
Those who are making the targets and are meeting the goals in terms of gas capture, we're going to relieve the administrative burden on them. Those who are not meeting the targets, we're going to ramp it up.
Companies that do not meet the targets will have to submit gas capture improvement plans and will have to meet with the Department of Natural Resources semi-annually. Right now, the state is meeting that 88% capture goal. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.